Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
podcast audience. Welcome to Hodge to Hodge podcast. And tonight we will have a word from our messenger. So I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, Messenger Rondaya.
Good evening to each and every one. We thank you all for taking the time to come out tonight to the podcast where we try to allow you to think outside the box, think inside yourself to get to know just who you are and not who it is that others say you are. I want to take this time to welcome my co-producer and Nurse Carmen. I do truly thank you for that lovely introduction.
Good evening, brother.
Tonight, we're going to just talk about the goodness. The title is The Goodness. God is good all the time, but I'm going to change that just to say we can be good all the time.
Amen.
We can be good all the time. We just have to, I'm going to go back to my favorite line, we just have to go within. And when we are able to do that, then we can be good all the time. Because it is definitely a choice. We speak about free will. And that's one of the free wills that we have. We have the choice that we can be good, well, what some people call good, or we can be what some people call bad. But that choice is ours to make. I just wanted on this podcast, with this being our half an hour edition, just wanted us as a cast just to talk about just how good the Spirit of God is when we allow it to be what it is. Because a lot of times, as I just spoke about, we have a choice. So sometimes what we do is we hold back the Spirit and we stop the Spirit from being what it is. And so tonight we just want to talk about and I picked this topic tonight because as I sit around and think about life, my life, and just how things are going, and how if you allow yourself to look at things, how different they can be. And what I mean by that is a lot of times what we do is we look at things and we automatically label it as bad. But then when we stop and just really, really, really examine the situation, we can see how it's not as bad as we thought it was. And so that's why I said we do have a choice. And what we need to do is take that choice for the betterment of not only ourselves, but for those that are around us. Because this little song, you know, that we all brought up on in Sunday school and stuff about this little light of mine. And we have to understand that that light is that spirit that dwells within us. And so we all have the opportunity to let the light shine. And when we let that light shine, people may not at first recognize it, but the spirit knows the spirit. And even though they may want to deny it for a period of time, God's word, God himself, cannot be void. And so I say that for us to just better, well, not better, but just be more alert to what it is that we're doing, that we're saying, so that we can always be that example. And when I say that, I don't mean it in a sense that you can't have fun. You can't say what some people have considered to be taboo. You've got to be yourself. And I'm just going to stop for a moment because, as you guys know, I can go on and on and just talk about just how great we are and how great we can be. But I want to open it up a little bit just so that we can all share just some of the things in which we see in our daily lives, how when we allow God's spirit to direct our path, just how smoothly things work out. When we start out, we can't really see it as that, but as we allow the spirit to guide us, how things work together for the good. So I'm opening it up now. Nurse Carmen, you have anything that maybe you might want to share? And I don't want to put anybody on the spot or anything like that, but just sharing how, when we look things over, how we see God at work.
Well, today I was in a store purchasing some items, and my BFF had given me something to use in case of emergencies. Anyway, I was in the store after visiting the bank, using my bank card at the bank, and I couldn't find my bank card. So instead of me panicking, I had a backup. I used the backup. Still not panicking because I lost my bank card, or I thought I lost it. I came home, took a deep breath, went through my purse slowly, and found my bank card. I hadn't lost it after all. So I was very grateful. I was thankful that I had a backup.
Oh, okay. So, and that's a beautiful thing, because what you were able to do is something as simple as that. With a lot of us, what we would have done, we would have freaked out. Oh, my
right.
bank card stopped running.
And I normally would have freaked out. My old
okay.
self would have freaked out.
Your old self? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Brother co-producer.
Hey, you know, every day I walk around, man, it's a beautiful day for me, man. I see things different now.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I see everything different. So, I mean, you know, it's I accept the fact that the Spirit of God dwells within me, and what
Amen.
It is that I want or what I desire, and I believe if my heart is right or if my heart ain't right, if I just put the energy towards getting it, I'm going to get it. I just pray, or not pray, but I'm thankful that I think my heart is right or going in the right direction. So, you know, those things that I desire, and notice I don't say want because I have all I want, I see them coming, you know, manifesting themselves for me. And I just believe it to be so. So, you know, we just keep on moving in the direction that the Creator points us in. We'll get to where it is that we want to get to.
That's right.
Amen. And what you said is so important, because even in Scripture, they have Scripture that say that we have not because we ask not.
All right.
And it says we perish for the lack of knowledge, because we refuse to believe anything other than what has already been told to us. We deprive ourselves of even greater experiences. And, you know, some people think a great experience is being able to climb Mount Everest. I'm not taking anything away from that, but there is nothing greater than getting to know who it is that you really are, what it is that you can really do. So that's why they receive such joy when they able to reach the top of Mount Everest, is because they know within them what it is that it took to get there, and the focus and the dedication that they apply to themselves. And that same effort that they use for that is something that we need to do to get to know who it is that we are.
Okay.
Amen.
And it's easy. It really is easy if we just have a made-up mind. A made-up mind that I am not going to allow the... And I'm not going to use the word stupidity. I'm going to use the word what's the proper word? The unawareness of who it is that each and every one of us are. Because as we've stated before in many of our podcasts, we have not come to the true knowledge that we are all one. And this is that's one of the things that really kind of irks me when we talk about this, and then those of the religious belief have all kind of different opinions on it when their scripture tells them this. But because we say it in a different way, they think that we're talking crazy. But the great prophet Jesus, their savior, told them these exact same words. And what that tells me is they don't even believe him. So I need not worry the fact that they don't believe what it is that I'm saying, because they don't even believe what it is that Jesus himself told them. So my daily conversation with God is just to enlighten me on a method or on a way that I can be able to show them, as Jesus used parables, that I might be able to have that trademark of a way that I could show them, not my way, but that they can just get in tune with themselves. Because I know if they get in tune with themselves, then they can understand what it is that we're saying here. But right now, they think that we don't believe that God exists. No matter how much we tell them that God is, there is no ifs or buts about it. God is. They still seem to think we don't believe in God. And because we have a different understanding about just who Jesus was, they think we don't believe in him, that he was here. I believe that he was here. I don't believe in the Immaculate Conception that they want to go by. I would think that if Jesus had this great immaculate conception that they painted the story to be, that they've written the story to be, that somewhere along the line, it would have been brought up and put to paper. Somewhere. But they waited 500 years after he died to put it on paper that that's what happened. And I just find it to be a coincidence. I think not, because there is no such thing as a coincidence in this universe. But for 200 years before Jesus, the same so-called immaculate conception took place. The same story of what happened with Moses took place before. Now, I'm not no scholar enough, but I would have to believe somebody was borrowing somebody's lines. Mm. But as they say in Scarface, you want me to believe that just because you say it, that
just
that's what it
you
is?
Say it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because you say it. Even though, once again, the fact remains that it was already said before. So it was said before and that wasn't true. But because I'm saying it now and giving it Jesus, then that makes it true. And we just follow behind that. And we've got to understand, there's got to be a reason why they use us in the parable of sheep. Because we are following behind this blindly, and we're calling it faith. And just because you're following behind something, that just doesn't make it right.
Mm.
How many criminals you knew followed behind somebody else that told them that this was the way and ended up in jail with the other person? But they followed behind them believing that what they said was true, that there is no way we could get caught. You just follow me. There's no way we can get caught.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it just kind of gets me, just the fact that they don't even want to take the time to hear what you got to say, because it is different from what it is that they've been taught. Now, mind you, it's different in the presentation, but the words are still pretty much the same. And I think you all know me well enough to know that I haven't attended any seminar, any academic schooling to that nature, that I'm able to take God's words and twist it up. I'm just not necessary. God's word, as he speaks it to each and every one of us.
Amen.
Can't be twisted.
Amen.
Not twisted to the fact that someone such as myself is able to just, quote unquote, start a new belief. It's something that we have to understand for ourselves, because 95% of most religious people, they are religious because of tradition, not because of an experience. And you can know any and everything there is, but until you experience it, you don't really know it. And this leads us right back to God, the Spirit himself, and the reason why, and part of why he exists in each and every one of us, so that he can experience being magnificent, so he can experience, and please forgive me, I don't mean it when I keep saying he, part of something that's got to grow out of me as we continue to strive forward, but that God, in order for God to be God, he had to be able to experience it. He knew it, It was just God. And to just be God with nothing to show for it, even to just be God and to create this planet, to create this universe, you still have to be able to experience it. And this is how he experienced, this is how the spirit experiences its magnificence. And it's through each and every one of us. And each and every one of us throughout our daily lives are feeling and experiencing the magnificence of the Spirit of God. Now, that example that Nurse Carmen used today, some people would have taken it as nothing, but it is part of the glory. Mm-hmm. It's part of the magnificence of the Spirit. The way the co-producer is able to now look at things is part of the magnificent Spirit of God. Yes. Because if you stop and think about, before you came aware of who it is that you truly are, the slightest little thing would have had you all in a knot and just ready to do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yep.
But when you come to the knowledge and realize that all things are working together for the good, I'm not happy the way this person reacted to a situation, but I'm going to be all right within myself because I know that all things are working together for the good.
That's right.
And this is one of the things in which we've got to be able to they have that thing, each one teach one. And because people are set in their ways, our teaching has to be through our action. Our teaching has to be that our light is shining so bright that they want to be in that light. And in order for them to be in that light, they've got to go within so that the spirit within them can light that light and they can begin to shine. Yeah, they're going to look at you and think you're crazy and stuff, but that's okay. Because once again, we have to understand we're not living this life for them. And that's been our problem for far too long. We're living for someone else instead of ourselves. Think of the things that, in which we deprived ourselves over the years just to please someone else. And that someone else, if you was to ask yourself right now, where are they? You couldn't even, some of the people, you don't even know where they are. But we spent a good portion of our lives trying to please them. And while we're trying to please them, we are going without. So that is why it is so important for us to continue each and every day to go within and allow the Spirit to lead and guide us. And until we are able to show others, then they will continue to walk around subconsciously not aware of who, where, and what they are. We've got to get to the point where we know. Belief is fine, but you have to know. It's far better to know than to believe, isn't it?
Yes.
And,
amen.
And just listening to the co-producer's outlook on life, it tells me that he's getting to that point where he knows. Now, there are some things in life that are happening that he just automatically knows. And I'm saying him, but I'm saying us as a whole. Then there are other parts that are a little shaky that we tend to stumble a little bit, but being able to come back to know that, okay, yeah, you almost got me there, but I'm back. I'm back because I know And the way you get back is you go within. It's so important that we understand that it is about us. Each person, it is about you. Because you can't make a difference with anyone else until you make a difference with yourself.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Mm-hmm. And so as we get ready to close this podcast, I thank you for taking the time to listen to us tonight. But it's important that we understand. And when I say it's about us, I'm not saying it in a selfish way. I'm saying it in a pure, loving way. Because when you are happy, you can make other people happy. It's hard for you to make someone happy when you're sad.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we have to focus on ourselves first. This is why we have to let go of that mentality of pleasing everybody else and learn how to begin to please ourselves. Once again, I do thank you. We do have a
because I appreciate the message, brother. I mean, it's just a good message when the intent is just trying to show everybody. It's not very hard to have a good life. We just have to redefine what we call good and have a better understanding of what we call good. But it's not hard, and we're supposed to have that life. And we can have that life, and in most cases, we do have that life, but
focus
on things that are not a part of what it is that it should be, so to speak, not trying to sound too philosophical, but we have what it is that we need, and once we learn to appreciate it, then we'll probably have more, but if we don't, happy is happy. If you're homeless, but you can scrape up 3 meals a day, and you are right with you, then to me, that's the same as if I got $50 billion living
that's
in a mansion.
Right.
I mean, on its purest level.
No, you're right.
On its purest level. So, you know, we have to have a better appreciation for what it is that we have, who we are. And by no means, and I do mean no means, should we have to settle for less than our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we shouldn't have to settle for that. We just have to understand it and then be diligent and going to get it, man.
That's right. And if you go to get it, you can get it. But what happens a lot of times, see, you done got me started, bro. But what happens a lot of times is we want it, but we expect somebody to get it for us. We want it, but we expect that if we look to the hills is going to bring it to us.
But well, me, brother, I'm going to look to the hills because what I want is in the hills. Then I'm going to look to the hills. But if what I want is somewhere else, I'm going to look over there.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to look over there, man. Yeah.
Not only am I going to look over there, but as I'm looking over there, I'm going over there.
I can see it.
Because
yeah.
I
got to
get what it is that I want.
That's right.
Now, when we get to that point, as I was stating earlier, that you know that you know, when you know that you know, then you don't have to go to the hill. Because when you know, the hill will come to you.
Okay, messenger.
That's right. It will. But we just got to believe that, man. And believe with sincerity. Not believe with abracadabra magic.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right. That's the most important thing too, bro. Because this is one of the things that tend to let people down because they think that you can fool God, you can fool the universe, and it's just not possible. So you've got to know that you know, and when you know that you know, you will see things happen. As I've stated before, when you know that you know, the same way Jesus called upon the winds to be still, because he knew that he was in control of that. He didn't believe it. He knew it.
Hey. So that brings us to the end of our half-hour podcast. Hey, everybody.
Amen.
I was just warming up the mic. We go a half hour on Wednesday, on Thursday night, and an hour at 10 o'clock on Sunday night. So please join Hodge the Hodge on Blog Talk Radio Sunday night, 10 o'clock, to hear The Messenger. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.